Because I didn't. But the whole mentality of this thing, it was weird because Benny preached on it. Pastor Benny preached on it the night before. He said, you people are here in the Holy Land. He said because you're going to see the places that Jesus walked. But you're not here just to see. You're here to get more of the Holy Spirit, to get more of God in your life, so that wherever you walk, rivers will flow. He preached it. And the beautiful man David said, we're here on tour, guys. Because you can hear something from a pulpit from an anointed man of God, and he can preach it, and you can walk out not changed. The next day, so I said, David, I said, look, I have a job, you know, at home, and I have to make sure that I keep the performance of the other guys that I work with and also allow God to flow through me and touch people around me. So I promise you that we won't ever slack as far as time goes, but you can't put that restraint on me. I said, and if honestly, if it has to stick that way, I can't stay. I said, I won't be able to continue with you guys. I think we should call Pastor Benny and ask him. Well, that was done, because what's Benny going to say? Get him! Because Benny's all about touching people. Big time. Millions and millions of people. So that was it. I got to pray for people again. Like it was just like a... But it's weird because the persecution thing comes from inside the church sometimes. Only because of uncomfortability. Because it causes an uncomfortability. When you start walking in the authority of God and actually believing the rights that you have, you're going to get people to come against that.